On the vast plains of North America, a remarkable transformation was taking place. Once on the brink of extinction, the bison population was experiencing a resurgence. In the 19th century, relentless hunting had driven their numbers down to a staggering low of around 500. Yet now, thanks to dedicated conservation efforts and the rise of commercial farming, the global bison population had soared past 500,000. Among the rolling hills, the bison moved with an air of ancient wisdom. Their thick coats billowed in the wind as they grazed on the lush grass, adapting to the changing landscape. The bison were not just survivors, they thrived, embodying a blend of instinct and resilience that fascinated ranchers and conservationists alike. One such rancher, Laura, had dedicated her life to the care and management of these majestic creatures. With her worn boots and sun-kissed skin, she worked alongside her team to ensure the herd remained healthy. Laura understood the delicate balance between nature and agriculture. She oversaw each aspect of the bison's life, from the rutting season when dominant bulls competed for mates to the nurturing of calves that would one day roam the land as adults. In the distance, a dominant bull named Titan stood his ground, his powerful form silhouetted against the setting sun. He was the leader of the herd, known for his strength and vigor. Each year, he would face fierce competition from other bulls, a necessary ritual ensuring the strongest genes passed to the next generation. Nearby, a group of female bison watched intently, their eyes reflecting the innate instincts that guided their lives. As the seasons changed, so did the bison's journey. They were raised not only for their meat, but also for the connection they fostered with the land and the people who cared for them. The premium red meat they produced became a sought-after delicacy, known for its lean quality and nutritional benefits. Laura's meticulous attention to the herd extended to their diet and living conditions. Unlike yaks, which were often bred through artificial means, bison thrived in open landscapes. The calves, born into a world filled with both danger and opportunity, quickly learned the ways of survival. Every day was a lesson in adaptability. Meanwhile, across the ocean, the Iberico pig emerged as another example of luxury meat production. Raised in the Iberian Peninsula, these pigs roamed freely, consuming a rich diet of acorns. The intricate care involved in raising both bison and Iberico pigs highlighted the shared dedication to quality and sustainability in modern agriculture. The story of the bison was one of resilience, a testament to the enduring spirit of nature and the human commitment to preserving it. As the sun set over the plains, the herd moved in harmony, a living symbol of hope and rebirth. As autumn approached, the atmosphere on Laura's ranch grew tense. The rutting season was near, and it brought a sense of urgency. Titan, the dominant bull, prepared to defend his position. He roamed the territory, showcasing his strength with powerful snorts and vigorous displays. The surrounding bulls eyed him warily, each hoping to challenge his reign. Laura and her team kept a close watch on the herd. They understood that this time of year was as much about survival as it was about breeding. The younger bulls, fueled by instinct, began to test each other, sparring with clashing horns. It was a chaotic yet vital display of nature's design. Laura noted the subtle changes in Titan's behavior. The competition was fierce, and he had to remain vigilant. One late afternoon, a surprising shift shook the ranch. A storm rolled in, darkening the skies with ominous clouds. It came suddenly, leaving little time to prepare. Heavy rain poured down, and the wind whipped through the hills. Laura rushed outside to gather the team, ensuring the herd found shelter. The bison instinctively moved together, seeking the safety of a nearby grove. As the storm raged, Laura considered the fragile state of the landscape. The rain could be a blessing for the grass that sustained the herd, but it also posed risks. Soil erosion and flooding were constant threats to the ecosystem they fought to protect. She felt the weight of her responsibility as she worked alongside her crew, securing the ranch. Hours passed, and the storm finally began to ease. Laura emerged from the makeshift shelter, her heart racing. The herd stood together, soaked but unharmed. Titan remained at the forefront, guiding the females with instinctual authority. It was a moment of relief mixed with admiration for nature's resilience. Days later, as the weather cleared, the bison resumed their routines. The competition among bulls intensified. Titan faced challenges from younger contenders, each eager to establish their dominance. The first confrontation came at dawn. Two bulls charged at each other, their powerful forms colliding in a whirlwind of hooves and grunts. Laura watched from a distance, heart pounding. She understood the stakes. The winner would secure mating rights and pass on his strength to the next generation. The fight was fierce but brief. Titan, driven by experience and sheer will, emerged victorious, but not without visible signs of fatigue. As the dust settled, Laura felt a mix of pride and concern. Titan's age was beginning to show, and she knew that the cycle of life on the ranch would soon change. With her focus on nurturing the old while preparing for the new, she realized the delicate balance of ranching. The future of both the herd and her livelihood rested on the choices made in these critical moments. As the rutting season drew to a close, the atmosphere on the ranch shifted. Titan, now visibly wearied from the battles fought, held his head high despite his increasing age. Laura watched with mixed emotions. Every victory and challenge shaped not just Titan's legacy, but the herd's future. She had seen the cycle of life unfold, each moment a reminder of nature's harsh yet beautiful reality. During the following weeks, the herd settled into a rhythm, calves frolicking under the watchful eyes of their mothers. The next generation began to take shape, their youthful curiosity driving them to explore and learn. Each calf was a symbol of the future, a continuation of the lineage that had faced near extinction. Laura took special care of the younger bulls, recognizing their potential. There was a particular one she named Scout. He had a robust build and a fire in his eyes that reminded her of Titan in his prime. She began to envision a balance, Titan's wisdom guiding the herd, while Scout would soon rise to prominence, carrying forward their legacy with youthful vigor. As autumn deepened, the land transformed into a tapestry of reds and golds. One crisp morning, Laura found herself standing at the top of a hill, gazing at the vast expanse below. The bison grazed peacefully, their silhouette contrasted against the vibrant landscape. It was a sight that filled her with hope, a testament to the hard work of so many. The connection between her and the bison grew stronger. Each day spent caring for them reinforced her commitment to preserving their existence. The challenges of nature and ranching were ever present, but they served as important lessons in perseverance and respect for life. As winter approached, the landscape would change again. Laura knew the herd faced new challenges with the cold months ahead, yet she was prepared. The lessons of the past steeled her resolve. With each calf born and each challenge faced, she felt the presence of all those who had come before, those who had fought tirelessly for the bison's survival. Now, the ranch was not merely a business. It was a sanctuary, a place where humans and animals thrived together. Laura understood that while the past shaped their journey, the future was in her hands. She felt a sense of gratitude for the bison, for the land that nourished them, and for the life they all shared together. As snow began to blanket the earth, Laura turned back toward the ranch house, a smile crossing her face. The weight of responsibility was always there, but so too was the promise of tomorrow. The story of the bison and their journey was far from over. With each season, they would continue to write their tale, one that echoed resilience, renewal, and hope.